Welcome to the Tall Poppies podcast. To find out more about our guests or the content of the program, including information about the musical excerpts, visit our website at tall-poppies.com. Hello, Brendan O'Shea here, welcoming you to this short edition of Tall Poppies with conductor Simone Young.
You know, people sometimes ask me that silly question, what's been the most exciting moment of your life? And it's very hard to say, but I do have to say that walking out into that stadium to conduct the national anthem in front of millions of viewers around the world and having my husband and daughters seated there in the arena and have in the stadium and knowing my parents, my brother were watching, that was a very special feeling and one I still feel very honoured.
Simone Young was born and grew up in Sydney, where she studied at that city's Conservatorium of Music. Already in 1983, at just 22 years of age, she started to work for Opera Australia, as it was called then, initially as a repetiteur, a term that means pianist and vocal coach. A leap into the unknown when she moved to Germany and took up a repetiteur position, assisting conductor James Conlon at the Cologne Opera. This led to her then working alongside that great musician Daniel Barenboim at the Berlin State Opera and the Bayreuth Festival. And by 1998, Simone was principal conductor of the Bergen Philharmonic Orchestra in Norway. Well, today she has conducted most of the world's great orchestras and was artistic director of one of Germany's major opera houses, the Hamburg Opera, for over a decade. But Australia has never been too far from Simone's sights, and of course she returns frequently. She still recalls a moment in Sydney in the year 2000 as one of her all-time highlights. That was, of course, when she conducted the national anthem at the Sydney Olympic Games.
Ladies and gentlemen, please be upstanding for the Australian National Anthem.
It'll begin with Human Nature, to be joined by the Sydney Symphony Orchestra and then Julie Anthony and Choir.
Well, speaking of home, of course, home was Sydney, and then back there in 2000 for the Olympics, which, of course, for many Australians were a real sort of turning point. And, you know, Australia shows it's grown, well, perhaps we could say we're teenagers anyhow, but as a country in many ways. That must have been quite something.
Oh, it really was. And, you know, people sometimes ask me that silly question, what's been the most exciting moment of your life? And it's very hard to say, but I do have to say that walking out into that stadium to conduct the national anthem in front of millions of viewers around the world and having my husband and daughters seated there in the arena and have in the stadium and knowing my parents, my brother were watching, that was a very special feeling and one I still feel very honoured. I wasn't necessarily going to be the only possible choice for that. A lot of other possibilities. I'm immensely grateful that I was given that opportunity. Yeah, the Olympics were pretty exciting and Leo Schofield put on an excellent cultural festival to go with it.
Mm. Of course, if we look at your career up to that moment, 2000, the obvious thing would be, of course, for Australia to get you back, and they did. And you went back to Opera Australia, and it wasn't probably one of the most, what shall we say, positive periods of your career in many ways.
Well, curiously enough, artistically, it was a very, very positive part of my life and career in that I was able to really invest in the ensemble of the company. I was really able to, I felt I was equipped to make decisions about which singers to really promote and which singers to kind of invest in for the future. I was determined to improve the lot of the orchestra who play in what is possibly one of the worst pits in the world of a major house. And I am staggered that in the current renovations of the Opera House that the pit, nothing is being done to the pit. I find that mind-boggling, but hey, it's got nothing to do with me anymore. Mm. But that is one of the most hardworking and really talented orchestras who are never heard to their advantage because of that appalling acoustic. And I really feel that in the 3 years I was there, and also in the lead up, because I was designated a good 4 years in advance and we kind of built up to it, that I was really able to make a very positive and constructive contribution to the artistic standards of the company. And I had a marvelous team around me. And it's very nice that people still refer to those years as some of the golden years of the company, which is great. But I know all too well the financial pressures that the company is under. Mm. I know the difficult decisions that involve. Yes, I was massively undermined by an ill-informed board. And I look at other colleagues in the theatre world in Australia and in various artistic enterprises in Australia, and I see the problem of boards being at once underinformed about the industry that they are working on and yet making significant decisions that are going to impact artistically on those organizations. I think there still is a lot of work to do in Australia on how the boards of these major organizations work. But yes, when it became obvious that I was not going to have the support that had been indicated at the start of my time that it would be there, then it became obvious that our ways were going to part. But the way it all happened was completely unnecessary, deeply destructive for the company, very hurtful for me personally at the time. But once again, I focused all my energies on just doing the work. And we did some amazing things in 2003, despite the fact that the company and I were all under tremendous pressure.
Conductor Simone Young. And if you would like to hear that full episode, then do drop by the Tall Poppies website. You'll find it at tall-poppies.com. You can also send us an email to info@tall-poppies.com. Tall Poppies, the podcast, was produced in Berlin and made possible through the support of the Australian Embassy in Germany. I'm Brendan O'Shea, thanking you for joining me today, and I look forward to having you with me again very soon for another edition of the Tall Poppies podcast.